Trans-Pacific Partnership officials are meeting this week in Washington as agricultural organizations continue to express concerns about Japan's demands in the negotiations. Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union says they've always been opposed to having Japan as part of the partnership.
Well, you know, the National Farmers Union has had a concern with TPP, and especially back when Japan and Canada were asked to join. We wrote a letter to the secretary asking that they not join. I think there's some people now wishing that that would have happened and would have listened to Farmers Union with some of the negotiations, especially in the Japanese part of the negotiating. I agree TPA is going to be difficult. But I think this is something that having a Republican House and a Republican Senate is something that the president can get done and worked on as a trade agreement. I don't think TTIP, the European agreement, is going to take off at all until TPP is done. National Farmers Union, though, we have come out in opposition to TPP at our last convention. Of course, we are a grassroots organization. Our next convention will be March 14th through the 17th in Wichita, Kansas. And, you know, our position may change. But right now, at the rate we're going with the free trade model, a race to the bottom, that has never been our model. We believe in fair trade. And so we're going to look to see what happens. And then I'm going to guess we'll move from there to the TTIP European agreement.
U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman hosted the TPP Agricultural Policy and Technical Advisory Committee meetings on Monday with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. During an update with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission Advisory Committee on Tuesday, Vilsack was asked if he would favor dropping Japan from the agreement to move on.
Candidly, you know, I think progress has been made on a couple of key issues with reference to the Japanese, which is indicated to me anyway, and to think to Ambassador Froman, who I was with yesterday, that there is still a pathway to a solid, high-standards agreement that includes Japan.
Meanwhile, Vilsack says they have other challenges moving the TTIP negotiations forward.
We're also engaged in negotiations with the EU. Were those negotiations to conclude, we would have the largest trade agreement in the history of mankind. It's an opportunity, an upside market opportunity, but there are significant and serious issues engaged in that trade negotiation, not the least of which is the stance on biotechnology, the stance on geographic indicators, and some of the beef and livestock issues, which are difficult.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.